proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
We're here in the studio with the newest member of IBJM, Brother Abraham Tillman. Hey.
Amen. Good to be here, Brother Ron.
Well, I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years, and you have a wonderful testimony. Share with our people briefly your life story.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ron. I was born again at the age of 8 in upstate New York. And from there, my family moved south to upstate North Alabama. And from there, we got planted in a local church, Sweet Springs Baptist Church, Pastor Joel Logan. And then from there, Pastor Logan was called to Greenville. And in that process, he mentioned to me about Tabernacles College. And long story short, 2017, the Lord moved me from upstate North Alabama to upstate South Carolina. Can't seem to get out of the upstate, Brother Ron. Amen.
Wonderful. Well, God's called you to be with us. Share how God has called you into Jewish missions.
Sure. Yes, sir. I attended college here, graduated in 2020, and in that process of studying, the Lord, you know, we hear preached oftentimes in our churches that David was a man after God's own heart. And Brother Ron, I began to study that in the scriptures, and I wanted to be a man after God's own heart. And I began to ask God, what's in your heart? What do you love, Lord? What do you desire? And when you study the Old Testament, you know that through Isaiah, through Jeremiah, that God so loves the Jewish people. And there's such a deep, special place in God's heart for the Jewish people. And from that teaching in the scriptures, God burdened my heart for Jewish people.
I know you've taken a few missions trips. What was the first trip you took?
In 2019, with IBJM, I was privileged to be able to go to the Israel trip and did that in the summer of 2019 and was able to work with Project Nehemiah. That was such an eye-opening privilege, Brother Ron, to work with Brother Alan and Sister Hagit Lord there in Tel Aviv. We traveled all over Israel, and we were able to give non-perishable food items and things to the refugees there in Israel. And God used that to really open my eyes to the ministry of Jewish people there in Israel. It was a fantastic trip, Brother Ron.
And your latest trip was with the Gibsons in New York.
Amen. Yes, sir. This year, 2021, was able to go to New York City with the IBJM trip. That was back in May. And it was just, that again was an eye-opening experience to be able to work out of Queens, New York. Brother Gibson, he has a very engaging ministry, setting up tables and sometimes even painting artwork. He's an artist, and just try to draw people in. We handed Bibles out to Jewish people, and just an incredible opportunity to reach the 2 million Jewish people there in New York City.
Yes, and we have that every summer. So if anyone out there would like to know about the next trip, just contact the mission board and we can give you the latest brochure. So what's your heart's desire and plan to serve God?
Well, currently, me and my fiance plan to be married May of 2022. And after that, plan to start deputation. What's on our hearts right now is to go back to New York City and reach those 2 million Jewish people there. Don't know what all the Lord has for us, but there's such an open door there in the city that I couldn't pass up. And it's so convenient, so easy just to be able to move there, not have to worry about visas. And I met so many incredible people when I was up there. And so I do believe the Lord would have us to go back up there for a time and try to reach those Jewish people, specifically in the Brooklyn area.
I really think that's the greatest need right now. Millions in New York, and we only have the one family. Lord willing, IBJM will be opening up the new International Ministry Center there. So that's a lot to pray about, and I think the Lord's brought you here for such a time as this. Amen. Well, just give us one closing thought and how we can pray for you.
If I could give one closing thought, I would encourage all of our listeners to pray about the need for Jewish people to be saved. Read the scriptures, read what God says about his people, and pray for God to lead you to a Jewish person to share the gospel with.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Abraham Tillman.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.